Delling Poll, Globalist Puppet Bojo Brown Knows His Build Back Better. By James Delling Poll on October 7, 2021. I've seen some nauseating sights in my time, fly-blown corpses, regurgitated kebab on student drinking nights. Any show involving Piers Morgan, but rarely have I seen anything more emetic than delegates rising to applaud Prime Minister Boris Johnson's closing speech at the Conservative Party conference. Sure, if Bojo had just been addressing a meeting of the Presidium of the Supreme Soviet or, worse, the Green Party, or, worst of all, the World Economic Forum, I could understand the enthusiasm. But a meeting of the supposed Conservative Party of the United Kingdom? Really? I'd say there was more conservatism in Stalin's right testicle than there was in the farrago of eco-socialistic globalist bilge spouted by the utterly useless Johnson. You can, if you've the stomach for it, read it in all its horror here. There was the inevitable treacly tribute to the corrupt, inefficient, bureaucratic, wasteful, chippy, iatrogenic, bloated, insatiable, economy-crushing National Health Service. When this country was sick, our NHS was the nurse. Frontline healthcare workers battled against a new disease, selflessly, risking their lives, sacrificing their lives. And it is right that this party, that has looked after the NHS for most of its history, should be the one to rise to the challenge. There was a plan to open borders. This is the government that stood up to China and announced that we would provide a haven for British overseas nationals in Hong Kong. 30,000 have already applied, and I am really proud to be part of a conservative government that will welcome 20,000 Afghan people. There was an eco-fascist hat tip to the bat-chomping, bird-slicing eco-crucifixes despoiling Britain's coastal waters. The other day I took a boat out into the Moray Firth to see an aquatic forest of white turbines towering over the water like the redwoods of California. And you have no idea of their size until you see them up close. The deceptive speed of their wings, twice the diameter of the London Eye. Their tips slicing the air at more than 100 miles per hour. Almost worse than the content, though, was the whimsical, "Aren't I a cheeky chappy?" tone. Here's a particularly painful example. A tribute to his Lovrendi Beria, Michael Gove. It is because for months we have had one of the most open economies and societies, and on July 19 we decided to open every single theatre and every concert hall and nightclub in England, and we knew that some people would still be anxious. So we sent top government representatives to our sweatiest Bois de Nuit to show that anyone could dance perfectly safely. And wasn't he brilliant, my friends? Let's hear it for John Bon Govey. Living proof that we, you all represent the most jiving, hip-happening and generally funkopolitan party in the world. The Tory boy types who attend these conferences seem to lap this nonsense up. But for me, it felt like some buffoon trying to jolly you along with knock-knock jokes just after you'd been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Britain is as moribund, ruined, doomed as any terminal cancer patient. Its people have been zombified by months of petty diktats and the loss of self-esteem which comes from having no job to go to because it was killed during lockdown and will never come back. Really, this is no time for Boris Johnson's trademark jauntiness. If indeed there ever was a time for Boris Johnson's trademark jauntiness. Rather, it's the time for a plan to get the country out of this mess. But unfortunately, there is no such plan, because getting the country into this mess always was the plan. Anyone familiar with the Weltanschauung of Klaus Schwab's sinister World Economic Forum, WEF, will already understand this. It's no accident that in the last 18 months, the Johnson regime's policies have led to the destruction of hundreds of thousands of businesses and millions of jobs. In the United Kingdom, as elsewhere, what we're witnessing is the death throes of Western civilization as we knew it and the beginnings of a hideous new world order. It isn't as though the WEF has ever made any secret of its vision of a near future where you loan nothing and be happy. What is surprising, though, is how easily democracies around the world have got away with implementing this new world order. You really might have hoped there would be more resistance to what is, after all, the most widespread collective assault on personal freedom in the history of the world. But no, most people seem to be happy to go along with it, even to kid themselves that, against all the evidence, globalist puppets like Johnson are doing a great job. Maybe that's why they, the shadowy forces behind this globalist takeover, don't even bother pretending to hide what they are doing anymore. I highly recommend this superb Twitter thread, which shows how the entire conference was really just an advert for the globalist agenda of the World Economic Forum. Built back better is not a conservative phrase. It's not even a British phrase. It's the invention of a democratically unaccountable Swiss-based organization that promotes global technocracy in a new world order. And Johnson has been promoting this sinister and frightening message throughout the conference, completely unchallenged by the mainstream media, because the MSM is part of the problem. No, it's not fantastic, Johnson. And I think you'll find that the people's priorities, were you to consult those people, do not include becoming the insect-eating serfs of the globalist super-rich. When the populace wakes up to what's really happening to their country, they'll be horrified. By then, unfortunately, it may be too late to do much about it.